You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There was a Sunday not so long ago when one of our listeners noticed me say, "the day where," and she was not impressed.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This is actually something that I run into from time to time when I'm writing. It's usually when I'm trying to avoid saying in which, but I can't decide if I should say where or when or which one makes sense.
I hope I can capture how much I love this email from Judy, who wrote to me about this issue. And I'm going to read from her email. She says, "First, I really enjoy listening to your weekly show on WUOM. Thank you, Judy. Great way to start." And then she goes on and says, "For the most part, I agree with your approach to language and usage. But really, the days where, if you had a big wig?" Judy's calling me out on a show we did about muckety mucks and big wigs. And I did, in fact, use the phrase "the days where." Judy goes on to point out that she can understand sometimes where there might be some confusion, but she says, "What did poor Wen do to deserve being eliminated, even by professionals such as yourself?"
Great question, Judy. Thanks for keeping us on our toes.
I know. All right. So what I love is how closely some of our listeners are listening to language, including my language. And Judy is absolutely right that when I said "the days where," that is something that many people would describe as misuse. Now, I'm going to challenge that, not only because I said it, but because other people say it too. But it is "the days where" is often seen as misuse. Brian Garner, for example, in his usage guide, says that this should be "when" and that it is a misuse to use "where." When I went to look in a database, you discover that time "when" is much more popular than time "where." In writing, which has been edited, you pretty much always get time "when" or days "when." But in speech, you will get days "where." What's happening here? I think we have a metaphor. We have a big conceptual metaphor. If you think about how we talk about time, we often talk about time spatially. We move forward in time, backward in time. We're going step by step. Maybe we take a left turn.
So it's kind of a place, in a way.
It's kind of a place because time is so abstract. We have to understand it in some physical ways, and one of them is in terms of space or place. Therefore, I might justify saying "the time where" as part of the metaphor of time as place. I think we could also think about when I was saying something like "the days where people wore wigs," I'm setting a scene that by days I'm describing a particular historical setting. All that said, Judy certainly has a point. And when we're doing formal writing, I probably would change things to "the time when" as opposed to "the time where."
Well, I'll remember this as the show when I learned which one to use in place of "in which." Thanks, Ann.
Well done.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for "That's What They Say." And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.